Some days it's the workout. Other days it's just getting through your to-do list. Celsius has your back. Zero sugar energy drink that tastes amazing and keeps you powered for whatever's next. Grab an ice cold Celsius today at a retailer near you.
This episode is brought to you by Contentful. Marketers, you know that feeling when your creative clicks? When that social post sends engagement through the roof? When your outside-of-the-box campaign hits ROI positive? When a personalized homepage turns prospects into customers? It's utter marketing bliss. Contentful helps you create tailored omni-channel experiences without working overtime. No stress, no limits, only possibilities. Get the feels at Contentful.com.
Let's talk about quarterbacks that can play. The Kansas City Chiefs took care of business at home and won convincingly against the Detroit Lions 30-17. With the way the AFC playoff picture is shaping up, are the Chiefs the clear-cut favorites to win the conference again? Are the Lions facing another injury-riddled season? Like last year with their defense, what can they do to improve it?
Ask that question one more time on the second part, because that ain't about the Lions.
Yeah, who's hurt on the Lions? Are the Lions facing another injury-riddled season like last year with their defense?
Their secondary is hurt.
I saw Kirby Joseph got hurt. I didn't know who else.
Their secondary is trash.
Yeah.
You see how Branch is acting.
Kerryon Arnold is out.
He's suspended for the next game, which is a big game against Tampa.
He should be suspended. That was bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, of course he should be suspended.
He said he was getting bullied.
Yeah, he was saying the refs didn't call certain calls, and that's why he got upset. And like, nigga, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Yes, I think to answer that question, I do think the Chiefs are still a team to beat. And I think the Chiefs are hitting their stride at the perfect time. They will get Rashee Rice back this week, which will add another weapon for Patrick Mahomes, which is the last thing people want to hear. You're starting to see some of the other wide receivers get confidence. He's getting into a little bit of rhythm. The running game is picking up. They've added another running back. I can't remember his name, they're 24. But he's actually playing well out of the backfield, catching passes. You got a good three-man rotation at running back. Pacheco's legs are back high again when he's running. So it looked a little better than it did before. And that defense stepped up big against the Lions. They put a lot of pressure on that Lions team to get something done, and they couldn't get it done when it mattered most. So I really like what I'm seeing from the Chiefs. It ain't how you start, it's how you finish sometimes. And the Chiefs are proving that is definitely the case. And anytime you have Patrick Mahomes, you cannot count this team out. Plus, the parity we're seeing in the AFC across the board means it's wide open. One of the top teams, you got the Colts, led by Daniel Jones, and the Steelers, led by Aaron Rodgers. So in saying that, it's wide open. Just from saying those two names, it's wide open, because I don't trust either one of those guys to beat Patrick when the game is on the line, when it matters most. So, yes, for me, that team is the team to beat.
I agree with you. I may have spoke. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, because we'll talk about the Lions next.
I agree with you. I may have spoke too soon when I said I thought the Chiefs were dead. This is when I thought the Ravens would be good, or I thought the Bills had a chance. But obviously, those two teams don't look like they're supposed to look at this point in the season. And if I'm going to bet on anybody, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. If you're telling me that Danny Dimes and the Colts are the best team to compete with Patrick Mahomes, give me Patrick Mahomes. If you're telling me that the Chargers are the best team to compete with them, give me Patrick Mahomes. You tell me the Jaguars or anybody else in any other division or any other team basically in the AFC have to compete with what we've seen lately from the Chiefs, then yeah, I'm back on the Chiefs bandwagon. I was off at the beginning of the season because I thought Lamar was healthy. I thought that he would be playing. I thought the Bills would be better, but they're not. So yeah, it's back to being the Chiefs. Like it's really a one-team division. I would have to see a lot from the Colts for me to believe, even if Kansas City got to go to Indianapolis in the playoffs, for me to believe that they can beat Patrick Mahomes, I got to see that. I'm still betting on Patrick Mahomes before that game starts. And same thing with anybody else that wins any other division. I don't care if it's Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, and I love Mike Tomlin. They can coach it. He probably can coach a great game. And if Patrick Mahomes got to go to Pittsburgh in the playoffs, it'll be difficult, but I still got him winning over Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin. So there's no other team in this AFC, especially with the Ravens looking how they look. They could still make the playoffs. They got an easy schedule. They can win. They can lose two more games throughout the rest of the season. That's quite possible. They'll make a wild card and they could get in. But if they go to the conference championship, me thinking that the Chiefs will win the AFC West, like the their biggest threat is probably Denver. And I like Bo Nix more than you guys do, but he can't beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That ain't gonna happen. So yeah, they the best in the AFC. And yes, I did flip, but I think it's resonant.
Yeah,
I think it's warranted.
You flip like
I think it's respect the spike. Not, I respect it, bro. It ain't funny as hell though.
It ain't warranted for shit.
It is warranted.
No, it's not.
We got new information.
No, it's not because we're not even halfway through the season. You already flipping. But my thing is,
Jake Browning was gonna win games. I ain't listening to you.
I thought he did, but again, clearly both of us are wrong. So my thing is,
I'm adjusting.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't
wrong. You don't know
what team you want to root for right now, Lou. You can't root for the Broncos.
I'll root for one team.
Cowboys.
There's only one team that I root for. Let's get that straight.
Okay. I get you. My thing is, with the Lions, I was surprised early on when y'all were like really kind of poo pooing on the Lions after they lost to the Packers the way they did, and I was like, I still think that they should be still favored in not only this conference but in that. I mean, obviously, I'm a Jordan Love fan, so I have my own opinions, but I was surprised more about the collective that y'all didn't really look at them in a higher light, especially if they lost their two coordinators. But it seemed like they're really back on track. Granted, they faced the Kansas City Chiefs on the road, and they only put up 17 points. But I think when we're talking about the NFC, they still should be top two, top three team in that conference. Mm-hmm. So I think this loss is just more about they just lost to a better head coach, better quarterback. But with the Chiefs, at 3-3, it's crazy to say they're probably the most dangerous team in the AFC, but they are, especially when you look at the Bills, the Ravens ain't shit, the Bengals are clearly out. Bo Nix can't even throw up more than 13 points against the Jets. The Chargers have, once they lost their offensive line, they don't really look the same. So it's just like the AFC is wide open. Wide the fuck open. The Jacksonville Jaguars can't even beat the Seahawks. So to me, it's just we're getting back to the medium of it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Andy Reid. They probably gonna win more than they should. They probably should have won last week against Jacksonville if it wasn't for that goofy ass how that game was just played. But my main concern, I would say, is probably with the Lions on their defense. That's what I was mentioning earlier, Ken. They lost a lot of people in their secondary still. Mm. And they're going, again, with a suspended player going into the next game against Tampa, where Baker is arguably the MVP of the league. So I'm looking at that game because that's going to be a Monday night game, so it's going to be prime time. The whole nation is going to be watching. I'm looking at that as a big key game because not only is it an NFC team, but if the Packers or if the Lions want to continue to win their division and be the darlings of that, they got to get that win because the Packers are on their ass. That tie against the Cowboys helped the Packers more than anything because now they're just 3-1.
You think the Titans still got a chance in it?
Shit, with a new head coach, Lou, they got all the opportunity. You think the AFC South is done for just because the Colts is 5-1?
Yes.
You believe in the Colts?
We'll get to that side. Let's stay on what we on right now. Yeah, the Lions.
Right.
Yeah, the Lions, man. I've said all along the same thing I've been saying. They are a very talented team on offense. However, I do not believe in Jared Goff. And you're right, those secondary weaknesses, even when those guys are healthy, Terrion Arnold running off at the mouth all the time and not doing nothing, is looking pretty shaky. You need that offense, similar to how some of these other teams are. That offense has to be operating on all cylinders. This team has to be rolling downhill to win. If any other team on them gets a lead, it's kind of hard for this Lions team to get back up. I do not trust Jared Goff whatsoever. I haven't trusted him in a while, and I say that pretty much all the time about him. So I really think the Lions are in trouble. You got this Tampa game coming up. Tampa's dealing with a lot of injuries themselves, so this should be an interesting matchup if nothing else. But if you look at the two quarterbacks, it's hard to deny what Baker's doing right now as opposed to Jared Goff. So – Jared Goff got some work to do.
And I don't believe
Baker is balling.
Baker is throwing 14 touchdowns. Yeah, and 10
I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I'm saying you just don't fuck with Jared Goff.
See, see, here's the thing. Y'all got to listen to what I'm saying.
I know what you're talking about when it just counts the most or whatever the little thing you're talking about. But
that's it, Ken.
That's fine. I get you, Shelter, but. What the way you worded that statement, it just sounded weird.
Especially when
you compare it to Baker. Like, what the fuck has Baker done to where you say shit? Like,
let me clear it up. Like I said, because you're right about that. He, I'm not saying he's not playing well, but like I said, this is a downhill type team. This team, if they have to come up, you don't see them come up. Look at the Washington game. Look at this past week.
What about the Vikings?
Are you talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
No, he's talking about the Lions.
I'm talking about the Lions. I'm talking about Jared Goff.
Yeah,
Jared Goff, you know, his stats look gaudy. He can play ball. I'm not saying that the team is bad. I'm saying if this Lions team gets behind, it's always difficult for them to come back. They're not going to come back. They're a downhill team.
But what about when they faced the Vikings for the number one overall seed and they won that game? You know what I'm saying?
That was
about
Sam Darnold choking than it was Jared Goff taking it away. And did you watch the game?
I watched the game.
Go back and watch it. That was about Sam Darnold.
I watched the game, but
that's why he's not a Viking today.
I thought you was a wins and losses kind of guy, Sheldon.
Oh, I am 100%. But like I said, I'm talking about a specific player and him not rising to the occasion. It's more about that game was more about Sam Darnold's ineptitude than it was about Jared Goff taking that game.
Okay. Speaking of Sam Darnold, his team might be the best team in the NFC. All
right, you just saying shit now,
man. Nah. He couldn't even get past.
That's the thing that I love.
He turned the ball over and Baker Mayfield took his game.
In December and January, and the Seahawks are the ones that are like at the top of the NFC. I want to hear what y'all got to say there.
He turned the ball over. They have the running game.
They have the defense.
Put a bottle on it. The Seahawks will be a top four seed in the NFC.
The top four seed? They would win the NFC West? Yes.
They can win the West.
I know that's what you're talking about.
You got it over the Rams? NFC West. You got the win of the NFC West over the Rams?
Yes, bet.
Bet a bottle. A $40 bottle.
Bet.
All right. We're going to do that. I got the Rams. Because I can give a fuck about Sam Darnold. We just talked about that.
Hopefully Matt Stafford back hold up. But
he's been holding up.
Hey, don't come to me crying about injuries and shit like that when they at the bottom of the NFC.
Wansala pays his debts, nigga.
and Puka hurt too. Yeah,
that's a good bet. Y'all keep that marked up, chat.
Yeah, it's good. It's so early, man. I just need to do a mid-season check-in to see where all these teams are. You know, because I still, the Lions are winning games. It looks like the offense is still creative. You know, we'll see how they deal with the injuries that they have. You know, but I think when you look at the Chiefs, what I see with the Chiefs, I see confidence again. I see them calling plays. I see the receivers having confidence, running routes. Nick, your guy Worthy. He's not just running fast. You know, he ran a nice little whip or a zip ride or whatever it was.
Don't do that, Ken.
Yeah, you saw it, Nick. You saw it, man.
Ken, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's the Detroit Lions secondary. How long have I talked about that secondary for the last 2-3 years?
I got you.
There's only three secondaries that I keep talking about that's really cheeks. It's the Eagles. Sheldon know that I've been calling the Eagles. It's the Lions, and it's the Ravens. Those are the three secondaries that I keep telling y'all. They are not good. They get cut up anytime. We saw the Jaden Daniels made his whole career off of cutting up the Detroit Lions secondary.
Yeah, well, anyway, Spiker Shelton mentioned, Rashee Rice will be back. We'll see if he can still play. He's been gone for a minute.
They excited about him, Ken. I think that he's gonna be good because Patrick Mahomes has really been pumping him up and saying that he's talking about him.
And that's what when I was watching that game, I was thinking about that. Rice with Brown and Worthy and Kelsey, that gives Andy Reid and Mahomes a lot of weapons that can do a lot of different things.
We're going to see.
And Mahomes is running way more than he ever has.
He leads the team in rushes.
Which is crazy.
He's taking off, boy, and he's looking good. It ain't that little
He going to get hurt. He going to get hurt doing that.
Yeah, he can't keep doing stuff like that.
Thornton, too.
He's not Josh Allen. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's going to get hurt, bro. And I don't want to see that with Patty.
though they have been smart runs, he still can't keep doing it. Like, he know
when he's taking some hits
out of bounds. Yeah. He know when people aren't paying attention to him, and he can sneak off for 10 yards. They have been smart runs. I will give him that, but still, that he can't keep doing it.
Well, either way, that was a big win for them. You know, I think to get to 3-3, so and they needed that one.